さか、こんなに早く突き止めていたなんて。ここは何だ？
壁の王の根城だ。
そんなはずはない。グリシャが始祖を奪ったのは壁が破壊された日のはず。まだ何年も先だ。
I don't mean to laugh. It's just Zeke's face. That nigga was like, I'm gonna make you see the error of your ways, Aaron.
Over here getting shook.
Yeah, he's really in his feelings.
In his feelings!
He is heavily in his feelings. He's mad as hell.
Nigga is self-inflicting injuries.
2人目の息子は愛されていたらしい。復権派の使命を中断するくらいに。俺とはまるで大違いだな。さすがに前回の失敗を踏まえているようだ。だが、実際お前は父親の都合通りに動いている。本来のお前ではなくなった。それはいずれわかる。
Just jealous as hell, nigga. Mad as fuck that his dad loved his second kid more.
The boom right there.
I never got to play catch with that nigga.
Zeke.
Oh, he's all the way fucked up now.
Zeke. そこにいるのか。
He saw him. Okay.
おじさんなわけないだろう。ただの夢だ。これは
次だ。次の記憶だ。ジーク。
Alright. I'm gonna mute the music real quick.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, just want to say that nigga definitely saw them, or Zeke at least.Now,
yeah,
I think, now I think it's because Aaron eats him, and you know how like Kruger in season 3 got Aaron's memories? Same thing. He's probably seeing all this shit and is just like freaking the fuck out. How do you feel about the new opening?
It's a banger from the beginning, like from the moment I heard it.
Okay.
I was like, wow, this is different as hell. Like, but with the visual and seeing all the, obviously a lot of mad people were avoiding looking at the intro because it's spoiler heavy, but we already know what the hell happened. So it's fucking awesome.
Spoiler, like for non-anime watchers, I was upset. I mean, for manga readers, I was upset. I was deeply upset watching the opening. I was like, nigga, way to give it away.
Yeah, but they pretty much just.
And then, but.Songs, the song's all right. I just think I really like last season's opening
classic.
Better.
Yeah,
last season's opening it was easily my favorite opening of the whole show.
Last season opening was good. I was thinking either something like that or literally do like a culmination of like the old openings and do something like that for all the little heads who've been here since day one.
We're back.
Never mind.グリシャはお前を愛し、自由に育てた。お前は父親に洗脳なんてされていなかったと。
だから無駄だと言った。何年も親父の記憶をさまよう前にな。
That's the other thing too. You think he's been here for years?
なぜお前は俺を裏切った？父親に何も知らされぬまま、巨人を継承させられ、父親の望み通り戦い続けている。エレン、なぜ争いを終わらせることを拒む？始祖の力を使ってどうするつもりだったんだ？
俺は生まれた時から俺のままだ。
うん。 This nigga Zeke was like, whoa.
Damn! あんたの心の傷を分かち合う都合のいい弟も。ただここにいるのは父親の望んだエルディア復権を否定し続けることでしか自分自身を肯定できない男。死んだ父親にとらわれたままの哀れな男だ。リーズ。だとしたら男は父親に感謝している。 この父親の行いが息子を目覚めさせ、エルディアの危機から世界を救うのだから、ある意味世界を救ったのはこの父親だ。皮肉な話だと思わないか、エレン。あったかい。ああ、しん。いいか、エレン。 始祖の巨人の力は俺の手の中だ。安楽死計画はいつでも遂行できる。だが俺はお前を決して見捨てない。草葉さんが俺にそうしてくれたように、世界を救う前にたった一人のお前を救いたいんだ。
Wait, so how long have they been going through memory?
I think they're just reliving Grisha's life.
Yeah, but how long have they been in their time? Like,
I think they're experiencing the flow of time. I feel like they watched Aaron's first 6-7 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but how long was that in real time?
Oh, and Art and like everyone else, like Tanya and them, an instant. Aaron's head just landed.
Yeah, Aaron's head still on the ground, or like
in his hand, like
yeah. I forgot about her mom.
Oh, about Carla? Yeah, everyone does. Got ate like some fruit snacks in the first episode.
どうして外に出たいんだ。知りたいんだ。外の世界がどうなっているのか。何も知らずに一生壁の中で過ごすなんて嫌だ。それにここで誰も続く人がいなかったら今までに死んだ人たちの命が無駄になる。ちょっとあなた、
エレンを説得して。人間の探求心とは誰かに言われて抑えられるものではないよ。帰ったらずっと秘密にしていた地下室を見せてやろう。本当に？行きなさい。あ、待って待って待って。
It's grime time. Okay, sorry, I want to pause at the halfway mark. Thoughts and feelings so far.
well, this is going exactly the way that I thought it would.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be more dialogue in this episode, more in going into Grisha's memories. I'm glad, like, they're making a whole episode for it, obviously. Because in the panels, it happens. I feel like in the panels, it happens so quickly, and then it's on to the next thing. So,
no, you're right about that. The anime gets to fill in the blanks, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you see where the stop points are, but how we get there is going to be, like, the anime can really do some shit with it.
I know. Yeah, I used to think when I was reading it that, what was it? These, like, they were teleporting around because, you know, it's the fucking paths. They can do whatever the fuck they want. They don't actually have to walk anywhere. But let's get back into it. Information available for public, the coordinate, the place where all paths intersects. Their time is both instant and infinite. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. They're experiencing this all in an instance.
He's voice acting.
Fuck them niggas.
ゼニから逃れてはいけません。我々ユミルの民が裁かれる日が来たのです。巨大な力に対し人はあまりにも弱い。私は巨人大戦の悲劇で悟りました。誰かが人の手から巨人の力を守らねばならないと。再び始祖の力が弱き者の手に落ちるなら、再び世界は地獄と化す。
世界を守るためには我々は罪を受け入れ、滅びゆくほかないのです。あのお姉ちゃんとは気が合いそうだが。お前はここでグリシャによって皆殺しにされる。お前はかつてこの記憶を見たと言ったな。そして父親に深く失望した。あれも嘘だったの。私の家は破壊された壁のすぐそばにあり、そこで 妻と息子と娘と暮らしている。この壁に住む人々は誰も先祖の犯した罪など知らない。あなたが壁の民の記憶を奪ったから、ただわけもわからず巨人に食われることが食材だというのか。いいえ、我々がいくら反省したところで我々エルディア人が奪った人々の命を戻すことはできません。しかし、 壁の外の人類の命を奪うことを防ぐことはできる。我々はただ何も知らずに世界の怒りを受け入れれば、死ぬのは我々エルディア人だけで済むのです。私を説得しようなど無駄なことです。そして私から始祖の巨人を奪ったとしても、あなたでは分かっている。
私が始祖の力を使えないことは、9つの巨人にはそれぞれの特性がある。私に宿る進撃の巨人にも。進撃の巨人かねてより、進撃の巨人の継承者は何者にも従うことがなかった。私にはその理由がわかる。全ては王の独善に抗うため。 この時のために皆がこの記憶に導かれた。進撃の巨人は未来の継承者の記憶をも覗き見ることができる。つまり未来を知ることが可能なのだ。エライだと、どういうことだエレン。進撃の巨人の特性、 そんな話を。あなたがそれをご存じないことも知っている。不戦の契りで始祖の力を完全に扱えないのは、王家といえどあなたも同じ。私はここで始祖を喰らい、王家の血をここで絶やす。そういう未来だと決まっている。
Oh. Oh. I'm pussy. This nigga Aaron is too much.
Let's go. Them shits really do be flying by when it's just dialogue. Like, there's so much shit happening.
Ah, such a good episode. Easily. So that covered my favorite chapter in Attack on Titan, when Eren was this like mask off nigga, I really am the villain. Like, it was Uno reverse Uno reverse card. That nigga hit it. Zeke was like, you fell for my trap. Nigga was like, I've been here before. I got the memories. I got the game plan. I know the script.
No one knows about it, but the Attack on Titans. They're the only ones who have that ability. So,
yep.
That he literally had this from the jump. Like, he knew all, like, it's crazy. And that makes me wonder, though, how far in advance did this nigga know all the shit was going to happen?
From the moment he kissed Historia's hand is when he became cognizant of everything.
Oh, okay.
Because he was he has the founding, and he came in contact with someone with royal blood.
And that's when he saw everything.
Yeah. And okay. I think that might have been the moment he goes, I don't know if that's the first time he goes back to tell his father to kill those kids.
Maybe.
Because they kept showing it there. So I think that's what that was. But it's so good, man.
I'm glad, because that shit, reading that shit, it confused me every time I would look at it. I'm like, wait, what does...
Oh, see, like, I don't know.
For some reason, I didn't know.
No, I get it. It's all of everything that happens in the coordinate and the path is very meta and abstract, and time and space don't really matter. They don't make sense, since this nigga Eren can travel between space and time and send his memories to his father in that moment and be like, nigga, you started this shit, finish it. Did you forget they fed your sister to dogs?
It's crazy that the Attack Titan has that ability, bro. Like, I'm comparing all the other nine Titans to this. Is like, bro, what's the...
It rolls everyone else.
It doesn't really matter. If he decides to take out all of you niggas, there's nothing y'all can do. Because once he gets one of you, it's GG's for the rest of y'all.
That all, if you're the Attack Titan, because you have essentially future sight, there's no one that can stop you. You can just make plans. And because, I don't know, the founder or Frida said that she didn't know the Attack Titan had that power. And he said it's probably because they got handicapped because of the denouncing war thing. But they said, like, the Attack Titan never bowed to anyone. So I feel like from the very jump, when the first nine Titans were created, the Attack Titan looked at the rest and was like, y'all are pussy, and just walked off and just did its own thing. And then it was like, yeah, I'm gonna fight for freedom. I'm gonna go kill shit. I'm gonna go knock niggas around just because I can. I'm gonna use my future sight to just do whatever.
But also, on that shit, he said that Grisha was like, yo, why Eren won't let me see the rest of the future? So Eren can control what these, like, how the future is being passed on?
Yes. Now, that part, I think, is unique to Eren. I think Eren, because he acquires the founder, he's able to do that. Oh. Because
ain't none of them had the founder.
Yeah, because, like, we've read the manga, so we know, like, he comes in contact with Ymir. He does become the able to control it freely.
We should have started off with that for people who don't know. Yeah, we read the manga. We know how this show ends.
Yeah, we know everything. Yeah, well, I mean, so, they kind of figured they should have known. We'll include a disclaimer.
I feel like we hinted too much that we read it, right? Like,
no, during the opening, we talked about it, spoilers. And then we mentioned how for people who don't only watch the anime, like, manga readers know, they just, everything's there. They didn't hide anything.
You're right. But yeah.
So in the later chapters, he's gonna get control of the founding Titan. So I think once he breaks Ymir's connection to the royal bloodline, and she's just like, nah, I'm gonna listen to Eren. I think at that moment he was like, hey dad, you can't see my memories anymore. Future man, I can show you what I want. Because in the coordinate and paths, time and space move differently. He could get the founding powers and with the attack titan powers and just be like, okay, and then I go back in time and put up memory blocks here, here, and here, send my memories back to Kruger here, so that when I see the memories here, boom, bing, bang, and I am GG, get clapped. See you later, Zeke.
This is like up there with like Lelouch strategic abilities.
Yeah, yeah. This is some Lelouch v. Britannia. This is some, you haven't seen Death Note, right?
No, I haven't. I started in
this like, is some Death Note-esque plot. I'm not gonna lie to you. This is some shit Kira would do. Where like, and then like, because, and then you do it in a way so that your past self doesn't know. Like, he still lives his entire adolescence without ever coming.
It's up until certain moments where
once he gets the Titan, and then once he kisses Historia's hand, two, like, getting the attack Titan is getting the car, and then touching Historia turns on the engine.
Yeah.
And then getting Ymir and the founding powers is like getting the steering wheel, and now he's in complete control.
Yes, that's actually the best way to put it. And shit, so I guess he wanted to show Zeke all that shit and let him know what his father really felt of
It was just a style on that nigga, I swear to God, because he didn't have to do that.
He really didn't. Yeah. But the moment made contact, he pretty much won. So that whole shit of him thinking that he turned and reversed on him, he was just letting him think that he won. And
I think so.
This nigga Aaron's cold, man.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I reread some of the shit because I just.
Oh, yeah. Last week I was rereading Attack on Titan.
I was like a couple days ago. So, yeah, like I'm very excited for what's to come.
When. What do you call it? When Gabby took that nigga's head off, it was like, let me go back and read that chapter.
That's what I did. That's exactly what.
And I was just like, yeah, this was a wild chapter. And the craziest thing, so I was reading it month to month. I had to wait a whole month. That nigga's head got shot off in June, and I had to wait until July to figure out if he lived or not. Like, and then the chapter after that was the episode we just watched. So I was just on one.
You know what would be crazy if when they had that break in between? What if they, when did they have that break on? What was the last episode before the break?
Oh, when Reiner, he's like, bring it on, Reiner.
You talking about like, before season? We just came back for part two. It was Levi getting blown up, right?
Oh, it was Levi gets blown up, and then this nigga Porco eats Aaron's legs, and you know, he transforms and the attack starts. And he like looks up at the sky and is like, bring it on, Reiner.
What if instead of it ending there, it was shit. A lot of wild shit happened.
If it ended with Gabby blowing that nigga's head off.
Yeah.
I was in so this is Attack on Titan made me join Reddit so I could talk about the manga with other manga readers. I mean,
you give
up readers.
Two big ass, because those two episodes were fucking crazy. You give that up leading to the end.
Yeah.
But ending on like that type of cliffhanger, bro, for anime only.
I know, it would have been nuts, but we were having like, I was having conversations with people in the disc, like in Reddits, and I'm like, we were like pacing wise, and like it was once the anime started, like the sadist in me, I wanted anime onlys to experience that. I wanted people to watch Gabby.
You want to pass the pain on. It's like a rite of passage.
Quick scope this nigga with a fucking 50 caliber. And then
he was sprinting. I don't think people realize how clean of a shot that is. Like, she's really like,
yeah.
If she has a order to kill you and you're in her sight, there's nothing you can do. You can try to run as fast as you can. She's taking you out.
To be fair, this is like sniper god Gabby we're talking about. The same woman who at night, I said woman, girl, who sniped Commander, was it Commander Lobov? whoever it was that she popped during the night raid. That nigga was in 3D maneuver gear wearing all black at nighttime. And she hit that nigga out of the sky. Attack.
Yeah, and yeah, she
quick scope.
Her rifle and yeah.
Sniper. She's a trained soldier. Like she got the same training and everything else. So like,
but so are they, which is why it's like you you have years of a fucking experience.
But she also had the drop on him. She had the drop on that nigga. He was just like,
"Can you have war experience? Something she don't, nigga. You only got your fucking senses on high alert, bro. Like you don't know."
I mean, it's hard. There's all the steam because you have what Zeke's body evaporating, probably all the smoke from every other Titan that just got formed. Porco and Reiner are wrestling behind you. He was just, you know, a little tunnel vision. But once he, like, I don't know, whenever he got past that building and into that clearing between him and Zeke, and he just looked right. I was just like, he was like, oh, fuck. That was like,
lights out.
You know what else is something, too, that I thought about? So, because we know how everything ends and all that, and but, like, with Aaron having future sight, he knew he was going to get shot in the neck.
Yeah. He I guess he wanted them to think.
I don't. Yeah. And I don't know if he, like, this was the most six, like the, and I don't know if that was like for the future thing, like for everything. Did he plan that? And if he did, was that like, just, no, I want to get the founder powers as fast as possible. So I need to do it the same day as the attack. And I have to risk getting my head blown off? Or was it like, I want to die after I do whatever I have to do. So I want Gabby to shoot my head off. So once I relinquish my powers, you know, I can, I don't know. It was just interesting to me because I was like, nigga, you can see the future and you still got
that, yeah, that part is a little gray area because of what his motives were or reasonings behind.
But again, it's like, I don't need to know the answer. I still love the story regardless.
Yeah, I never asked a question, nigga.
It's just, it's a future sight problem. And whenever you give a character future sight and things happen in the story. The door
for a lot of questions.
Exactly.
You have to have an answer for everything or else it's like, all right, well, there's a fucking hole in your whole plot.
And I don't even think, even if it is something, he's like, oh, I didn't know that was going to happen. I don't care. Not a hole.
That's a big ass moment, bro. Like, there's a lot of big moments leading up to this shit. Like, so he knew everyone's deaths before they happened.
He knew about
knew about Sasha.
Yes, death. He knew that was happening. He knew she was
like, just lateral. We can move on with that. All she was just a hungry chick on the team. Like,
I don't think because he remember that was the only time he cracked and showed emotion. I think three times we saw emotion out of Aaron when he found out Sasha died and her last word was meat, and he had a flashback and he's like laughing on the ship, but he like laughs whenever something super traumatic happens to him, like when Hannes got eaten and he was like laughing at himself that he couldn't change anything. And then there was when Hanji was talking to him in the prison cell and he snapped on her. I don't know if we, aside from anger, I think that's the only time Aaron was like upset, you know?
Anything other than calm, because he's been calm throughout the dead, entire
stone show. Cold, ice cold, ice in his vein. That nigga needs to be walking around doing the fucking ice in my vein shit. That nigga's
never smiling, never changing the pace or his tone of his voice.
Last season, Armin punched him in the face and he didn't flinch.
Nope.
And got up, pieced him up
to break this nigga's face.
Yo, I'm glad we can talk about it. This nigga hit him with the fucking 13 piece combo. That nigga was in the blender. Arm, he was like, nigga, you know how we
never bro, reading that shit. It was hard. It was like, how did we get here? You know, like,
I know I'm in the minority, so let me not.
I'm one of the original, like, fans of Armin. I know there's a lot of people that can't stand Armin and feel like, you know, he shouldn't have be in this position or he's annoying or whatever the case is. I appreciate Armin. I appreciate what he brings to the group. So watching him box like that and him getting his ass whooped, it was tough. It was real tough.
I knew. Okay, so this is how I felt. I was just at by that point in the story, I was just like, I was on Team Aaron. Like, I was just like, you know what?
I mean, this nigga's right. Too, but I'm like, damn, you didn't have to do that.
I did. I was like, yeah, that was necessary. That nigga punched me in the face. I'm beating the bricks off of you. I don't care.
And well, you like, could have been with like one shot and drop him and then just, you know, you didn't have to beat the brakes off this nigga.
I know. Maybe he went too far. Maybe he saw black. I don't know. It to me, it was just like, yeah, this is the black Air Force. You know what it was? So have you seen The Godfather?
Not all of it.
Okay. So there's Michael. Like Michael is the, you know, the main character, and there's like before his dad gets hit and after his dad gets hit. Like before he gets hit, he's just like, yeah, no, I'm a war veteran. I'm pretty chill, dude. I don't want to be like my dad and the rest of these guys. I'm not trying to be in the mob. But then once his dad gets hit and he does all this shit to protect them, and he's like really in this shit and he kills a police captain, all the shit that goes down, and he's the Don, he's Michael Corleone, the nigga that the Godfather. That's what I saw in Aaron. It was like, when he was beating the bricks off of Armin, I was like, yeah, that's the boss type of shit. You can't have niggas smacking you around when you run in the army, when you're running the military like you are.
Yeah, that is true.
So I was just like, even if he didn't want to, I felt like he was saving Armin a worse punishment because those niggas ran in the room immediately after.
Well, they were going to air him out.
Right? They would probably try to pop him or beat him with the guns. And this nigga was like, nah. Let me handle this. And then just hit him with the fucking...
That is true.
And one touched him. That nigga said, damn near perfect finisher, but such a good episode.
Yeah, he probably did save him from just getting shot or just getting tortured.
He probably would have gotten a kneecap broken. I would have, if I walk in a room and I have a rifle and I see someone just... Okay. Like, say they punched you in the face.
Lena was there. This nigga was as good as dead.
Oh my god, yeah.
That nigga was good as dead. You know how hard they ride for their nigga, so they, yeah. Mm-hmm. If Aaron didn't beat his ass, Armin would be dead.
Armin, yeah. I don't know. If Flock saw that shit, all Flock would have aired that shit out. That nigga would have unloaded the whole magazine in Armin. I'm like, sorry, man. That was disrespectful. No one touches the Demon King of Paradise. Which is, god, I love Flock, man. But you know what? Let's end this here. I want to save this, send this over to Trey for editing, or just for him to look it over and see. Just because the thing too is how much we're allowed to show. I think it's only like 10 minutes on YouTube and shit. So, but this was a good test run. Very happy.
Gotta have an opening.